Korea proposes AI citizen dividend from profits. Taxing the windfall sounds straightforward until you trace the supply chain. Samsung's foundry margins could drop 3 points by next summer if the levy hits 15% on overseas revenue. That forces every Korean chipmaker to accelerate joint ventures in Vietnam and Texas to book profits under different flags. Smaller AI startups will incorporate in Singapore before the bill reaches the floor. The dividend checks citizens receive in 2027 will shrink once those structures are in place. CME to launch first AI compute futures. Volatility in GPU hours now exceeds anything seen in energy markets. The new contracts let model trainers lock in rates 6 quarters out, which immediately pressures every cloud operator to publish public rate cards instead of negotiated backroom deals. Microsoft and Google will have to match the futures benchmark or watch smaller labs route workloads elsewhere. This forces Amazon to either list its own futures or absorb the basis risk on every large training run. SAP rolls out autonomous enterprise AI agents. Enterprise consultants have billed by the hour for decades on exactly the workflows these agents now claim. Once the hub connects to live ledgers, finance teams will cancel recurring optimization projects mid-contract. That leaves Accenture and Deloitte with one option: pivot to custom agent orchestration or lose the recurring revenue line entirely. Clients testing the platform report closing month-end books without a single support ticket, which sets a dangerous precedent for every systems integrator still quoting 6-month implementations. OpenAI launches Daybreak for AI cybersecurity. Most vulnerability tools still separate static analysis from live monitoring. Daybreak collapses both into a single loop that ships patches directly into production pipelines. That compresses the window between discovery and remediation from days to minutes. This forces CrowdStrike to match the remediation speed or lose its mid-market wedge by Q3 next year. Banks and hospitals under strict SLAs will test it first, because the cost of one missed 0-day now exceeds the platform fee. Google disrupts criminal AI hacking operation. Security vendors now race against their own customers to close the offensive gap. Google's operation showed a single AI model chaining 0 days across unrelated code bases faster than any legacy scanner could flag them. This forces CrowdStrike to integrate generative exploit simulation within 18 months or lose the mid-market wedge to open-source alternatives. CISOs will start requiring offensive AI clauses in every SLA, flipping evaluations from defense coverage metrics to attack surface parity tests. Zuckerberg announces Meta Connect 2026 event. The 2026 timing quietly concedes spatial compute leadership to Apple for another cycle. Developers will prioritize Vision Pro tooling until Meta ships lighter hardware with comparable field of view. This forces Apple to either cut Vision Pro pricing ahead of the event or watch its app ecosystem advantage erode once Meta's lower-cost headset reaches stores. Watch the 2025 developer survey numbers for early signs of platform fatigue. Enterprise pilots already show preference for lighter form factors over raw resolution. Gallup. Young Americans pessimistic on AI jobs. That 57% figure understates how quickly trade programs will siphon talent from computer science departments. AI automation fears are accelerating enrollment shifts already visible in community college data. This leaves OpenAI and its peers competing for a shrinking pool of graduates who still choose software roles. Expect starting salaries in non-AI engineering tracks to rise faster than model training budgets through 2026. The first firms to partner with vocational platforms will secure the only reliable source of prompt-adjacent talent. Goldman Sachs, AI to reshape workforce processes. Process automation at Goldman will compress advisory fees before it trims any managing director roster. Clients running identical workflow models in-house will demand lower retainers once their own outputs match the bank's decks. This forces every bulge bracket firm to either bundle proprietary data access with the AI tooling or watch project-based revenue migrate to consulting boutiques. Expect their data advantage priced at zero within 2 years. Trump-Xi Summit to tackle AI safety. Beijing talks center less on shared safety standards and more on locking current chip export rules into a multi-year framework. That timeline pushes Chinese model builders to commit billions to domestic silicon they know will trail by at least 18 months. U.S. cloud providers now have until late 2026 to secure alternative capacity in allied nations or watch inference workloads migrate to whatever hardware China can produce locally, raising costs for global enterprise deployments. SoftBank eyes 100 billion France AI data center. French nuclear capacity suddenly looks undersized once training runs at this scale come online. Masayoshi Son's project locks up long-term power contracts that local industry has counted on for years. AI startups now compete directly with the data center for megawatts, driving electricity prices higher across the grid. Existing cloud operators must prepay for capacity or risk getting priced out when the facility opens, accelerating relocation talks to Nordic hydro sites. OpenAI adds more images to free ChatGPT. Free tier users gain inline web images without hitting any stated daily cap, closing the feature gap that once justified the plus subscription for light users. OpenAI must now accelerate enterprise-only tools, such as custom GPT stores, and advanced connectors to protect average revenue per user. Otherwise, casual churn flattens, while compute costs for image generation keep climbing through the summer. AI trade to reward investors for years. Returns stay elevated only while NVIDIA controls the only viable training hardware at scale. Once alternative accelerators clear reliability thresholds in enterprise pilots, gross margins on the chip side compress, even if unit volumes keep rising. Application layer companies already face usage-based pricing pressure that current forecasts have not yet priced in.